Mommy, please buy me some jelly donuts.
When my mommy tells me time to go downtown, come and do the shopping, then we'll look around. While we're buying groceries, can't touch anything. But when I see donuts, then my tummy sings.
Jelly donuts always are a treat. Jelly donuts are so good to eat. Jelly donuts in the bakery store. Every time I see them, I want them more and more.
Welcome back, everybody, to a new episode of Cage Dive Radio with Our Shark. I am your host, Our Shark, and for those not initiated into the program thus far, the way the system is going to work is every week I'll have a theme that I'll be using for the show basis. You can go ahead and email me themes or tweet them to me, your ideas at itsourshark on Twitter or itsourshark@gmail.com on Gmail. Just send me a message, let me know what kind of theme you think would be interesting, and I'll see if I can put a group of songs together for it, kind of go through them and just kind of share some music together. This week's theme is actually submitted by a listener named Rory, who says, Cage Dive Radio idea, songs that get you in the mood for the holiday season that aren't holiday songs. That was a fun idea. Thank you, Rory, for submitting that that basis for the show. I've had a lot of fun putting this list together, and I was open to interpretation. Of course, you said songs that put me in the mood for the holidays, so I got to apply that however I saw fit. Rory actually also got to pick a song for the playlist because I used his theme this episode. So again, if you have any themes that you'd want to send in, if I use your theme that week, you get to pick any one song that you want for me to add to the playlist and share it with all the other listeners of Cage Dive Radio. So let's make it a communal activity. Let's get a dialogue going. Let's open it up. Go ahead and send those to me again. Twitter, @itsourshark, and Gmail, itsourshark@gmail.com. Can't miss it. I look forward to those submissions very, very much. Let's go ahead and get into the show. The submission that Rory had put, I'm just going to go ahead and let you know what's coming up, is Cold as Ice by Foreigner, which I think, obviously, the thesis there is that Cold as Ice relates to the winter season, which coincides with the holidays. Maybe I'm wrong. Rory didn't let me know exactly what he meant behind that. There are a number of different reasons that you could be considering Cold as Ice by Foreigner to be a holiday song. Maybe I'll touch on one of those later. But for the meantime, the song that we opened up with there is called Jelly Donuts by Dick Curlis. Never heard the song before. Actually, today, looking for different shows. I'm sorry, all my Jews, I missed out on Hanukkah. I let it pass this year. I was busy. We did the show last week was songs that people were murdered to. That took up quite a bit of time doing research and everything. So I'm sorry I missed the Hanukkah season. However, I am going to pay attention to Hanukkah for the purposes of this show. Next year, maybe you'll be able to enjoy these songs. Jelly Donuts by Dick Curlis. Who would have thought that that would necessarily be a Hanukkah song? I learned something very new. As far as Hanukkah goes, the basic, well, and maybe it's ignorant to say the basic, but my understanding of the basic component of the holiday is a celebration of the Maccabees having oil in the temple that lasted 8 days when it was really a one-day supply of oil, hence the menorah and the candles on it that are lit one each day to represent those initial 8 days. But aside from that, potato latkes I had always heard about, never understood exactly what the significance was. Turns out jelly donuts are also a staple of the Hanukkah season. Never did I know that before. I can get behind that easily. I love all kinds of donuts, specifically jelly donuts. So Hanukkah sounds right up my alley. I would love to celebrate Hanukkah with anybody during this time of the season, especially if you're going to give me free food, specifically potato pancakes and jelly donuts. Now, the reason that those items are specific to the Hanukkah season is because they're oily foods. They're oil-based foods, which of course ties in again with the oil that burned in the temple. Who would have necessarily thought? I didn't know that. I'm sure Dick Curlis, well, maybe that's not fair to say. Possibly Dick Curlis did not know about that when he recorded the song Jelly Donuts. But look, we got to use it on our show this week for an interesting opener. And keeping that in mind, we're going to move right into the other Hanukkah song that I picked out. This song, of course, is, and I guess, you know, if we're going to pluralize the holidays, obviously there are different holidays that are going to be involved in this time of year. Hanukkah, again, sadly has come and gone, so we missed out on this year. However, one of the other Hanukkah traditions that is well known and documented for anybody who's not part of the Jewish faith is the dreidel. Everybody knows that dreidel, I made you out of clay. Everybody knows that. You spin the dreidel, there's four sides to it. Of course, if I had done a little bit more research, I would know exactly what the rules were, but I think one is none, one is everything, and one is nothing, one is you take everything, one is you leave everything, and there's a pot in the middle. Anyway, it's a super ancient game, tradition in the Jewish faith, and celebrated, played during the time of Hanukkah. And the next song, of course, is maybe a different interpretation of the dreidel game. It's going to be a song that's probably familiar to everybody. It was super, super, I mean, the purpose of the song was to be as commercial as possible and be a huge hit and be danceable, which it definitely succeeded at. And I guess in its own way, even aside from Hanukkah, would be representative of the holidays, depending on your personal take on the season. As far as being commercial as possible, that's definitely a big criticism of this time of year, kind of forgetting the spirit of the season to be genuine, to be kind, to be nice to other people, to celebrate your faith, and to celebrate your family. And maybe we lose sight of that. Obviously, you know, Christmas sales abound, Black Friday kicks off the season, Cyber Monday is now a thing, so maybe we lose sight of that a little bit, but I think the core essence of it is still there. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the politics of how commercialized the season has gotten or anything like that. The purpose of the show is going to be doing the songs that remind me of the holidays that are not holiday songs. Keeping that in mind, taking this as a little different take on the song. This maybe would be from the point of view of the dreidel, right? Beckoning the boys and girls to come play the game. And maybe not in the best way. Maybe this is a little too cynical. But the allure of gambling, right? The allure of Lady Luck calling to them and requesting that they go ahead and spend some time, fall in love with the game, move in just a little bit closer. This is You Spin Me Like a Record by Dead or Alive. Everybody's going to remember this song as soon as it plays. Obviously, I mean, it got a big resurgence when The Wedding Singer came out. Depending on your age group, you might remember that. Without any more blabbing about the holidays, enjoy this song. Again, I'm sorry I missed Hanukkah. Maybe think about it next time this time of year rolls around in 2016 and play Dead or Alive when it comes to Hanukkah. Anyway, happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah, all my Jewish listeners. Enjoy the song.
right, so there was You Spin Me Around by Dead or Alive. That was our Hanukkah song, inspired by the, what do you want to say, the temptation or the fun involved in gambling that draws you in a little bit more. Not necessarily the message of Hanukkah, but it certainly would be one that I could see how that might put me in the mood for the holidays, even though it is not a holiday song. That is not intended to be a holiday song, so I'm going to let myself off the hook a little bit. The next song that we're going to be going into, we're going to switch gears. We're going to go straight into Rory's submission. He wanted to be playing Cold as Ice by Foreigner, this playlist, because he feels that this is a holiday song he would like to see kind of brought into the catalog. Apparently, he doesn't have a whole lot of success from the people that he tells about this, but there are a couple of reasons that you might be able to make a strong argument for it. Primarily, the fact that Cold as Ice, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, it's an icy time of year depending on your geographic location. Snow is falling, the oats are getting icy, it's cold whether there's ice or not. That's something that I think everybody, obviously, imagery that you relate to the holiday season. But the other side of it is, the song was actually written about somebody in a relationship with a woman who was really much more interested in material things and wealth that came from being with a rock star, a member of Foreigner, as opposed to really being interested in him as a person and feeling like she was invested emotionally in the relationship. Instead, she was much more interested in giving the lavish lifestyle that he could provide for her with his status as a rock star. So that again kind of speaks to that same idea I talked about earlier, the commercialization of the season. Maybe that is a little more in line with what Rory had been thinking about when he submitted Cold as Ice. Who's to say? Maybe he'll let me know. Maybe he'll send me an email. I can pass that on to everybody who might be curious. We're going to get into that song now. Foreigner, of course, is a classic rock staple on rock radio for a number of different songs. Cold as Ice, maybe one of the more popular ones, due to the kind of, I guess I don't know if I would necessarily say overwrought, but definitely it's a very dramatic, song, and I personally like it. I hope everybody else enjoys it. If that's not really your thing, then don't worry. There's plenty of variety still coming around the corner as we switch gears into Rory's submission here. Keep in mind that we're also going to be addressing Christmas as well as Kwanzaa in this episode. Don't forget either that any song that you like the best out of this playlist this week, let me know what your favorite song was by tweeting me or sending me an email. Again, at It's Our Shark on Twitter or itsourshark@gmail.com. And the song that gets the most votes will have a song by the same artist played on the next playlist. Keep in mind, the most popular artist from last episode, Songs People Were Murdered To, will have another song playing at the end of this show. I'm going to do it at the very end. I think it fits nicely. It's a nice bookend and ties in with some of the earlier information that we received on past episodes. So anyway, keep that in mind as you listen to this track. We'll see you after the jump.
You're throwing away a fortune in fear.
All right. Thanks again, Rory, for submitting that song. As far as the selection that you had for me using your theme this episode, holiday songs, or songs that remind you of the holidays that are not holiday songs, that was Cold as Ice by Foreigner. We're going to be moving into the next song here. That was obviously a great pick. Everybody enjoys that song, at least if you've got any common sense. Otherwise, we ain't got nothing in common, baby. We're going to be moving on to the next track. This one's also a reimagining, much like You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive. This song is maybe a reimagining or a different take on the tale of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, without getting into too much history about Rudolph specifically, because this is going to be, you know, a different take on the idea, the song, let's just get into it, is called The Red by Chevelle. Chevelle is maybe more of a turn of the century, turn of the millennium alternative metal band that is very popular, at least in the Midwest, a Chicago-based band. And The Red is really meant to be a song about a loner or somebody, an outcast who gets, and they even say, they say freak when you're singled out. So somebody who's on the outside looking in and is ridiculed by their peers. And when he gets angry, he sees red. Well, I think maybe if we turn it around a little bit and we say, okay, Rudolph is an outsider. Rudolph is somebody who is made fun of by his peers. However, when he sees red, it's not anger seeping through into his eyes seeing red. It's that inner strength. It's what's special about him. It is his God-given gift, that red nose that, you know, starts to glow in front of his eyes, and he sees red. That's a much better take on this song as far as the holidays are concerned. So he sees red and, you know, comes into his own, comes a master of his own destiny, takes charge, leads the sleigh, delivers the toys. I guess I would only say maybe if we're going to be taking lyrics as all needing to be reinterpreted, lay down, the threat is real. Why don't we say that, you know, all the kids that are staying up with excitement, we'll get to that more later also, but all the kids that are staying up late at night with the excitement of opening their toys brought by Christmas or brought by Santa on Christmas morning, you need to lay down, you need to go to bed. The threat is real. If you don't sleep, Santa can't deliver your gifts. So you gotta lay down and go to sleep, and everything else, again, is not, we're not talking about a vengeful loner coming for retribution for being singled out. We're talking about reindeer that was not allowed to play in any reindeer games, finding the power within him to take charge of his life, get some control back, and become the hero that he was meant to be. So this is The Red by Chevelle. Enjoy the song and keep that interpretation over to the mind as we talk about songs that remind you of the holidays that are not holiday songs.
They say freak when you're singled out. The red, well, it filters through. So lay down, the threat is real. When his side
that was The Red by Chevelle, another reimagining of potential interpretation of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I can hear some people out there maybe saying, hey, what is the deal here? Why are you so concerned about Rudolph overcoming this adversity and becoming a hero in the sense of the holiday season? This Christmas is not about that. It's about the birth of Christ. Agreed. However, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer always had nothing to do with that. So just get in line with the season, man. Just let it go. Have some fun. Think about the songs maybe in a different way. These are going to be all holidays. These are not actual holiday songs. So we're just having a little bit of fun here. Now, keeping that in mind for the next song, you're going to need maybe a little bit loose interpretation. This isn't meant to be tongue-in-cheek, but this is next song is a Kwanzaa song representing our Kwanzaa celebrators. Kwanzaa, of course, is a celebration of community and culture and family in the African and African-American communities. The holiday started basically to kind of wellspring up a sense of community and cultural identity for a group of people that maybe had needed that. So Kwanzaa, again, being a celebration of culture and community and family, going to be represented in this case by Exhibit X to the Z. Exhibit is going to be playing a song, I'm going to have an Exhibit song called Heart of Man for a couple of reasons. One of them being this song specifically refers to holding his family above all else. It talks about growing up in a rough community and trying to make your way, trying to stay strong, keep your soul intact, going through adversity, which I think probably falls in line with a significant portion of what Kwanzaa is all about. But even aside from that, one of the more specific reasons that I would choose this song is because he samples the song Africa by Toto, which is one of my favorite samples of all time. I think it fits great with the song. I've always liked this song specifically for the lyrical content and also because of the sampling. It just seems like they mesh really well together and would seem like a good fit as far as Kwanzaa is concerned. Now, of course, if I'm not interpreting the holiday correctly, or I guess the holiday time, it's a span of days beginning on December 26th this year. If I'm misinterpreting that and anybody has any more information, let me know. I'm interested in finding out about these things. I didn't know some information about Hanukkah that we covered earlier. Enjoy this by Exhibit. This is Heart of Man. Again, featuring this sample of Toto's Africa.
A damn thing promised to you, except living your life and dying one day. I'm just being honest to you. It take a whole lot just to get a little. Getting caught up in the middle, the answer to life's riddles never come that easy. But it was easy to leave me, but it wasn't easy to see me get up off the block to the TV and sell a couple million CDs. Best believe me, you see these calluses on my soul. Couldn't let hate and paralysis take control. I pick you up when you down till I can't no more. My name sting in your mouth like cane. Source. Been at war my whole life, sleepless nights, endless fights, but still can't walk to the light, cause my work ain't finished on earth, for what it's worth, from the cradle to the hearse, God and family first, for real. Never take a day I'm breathing on this planet for granted. Time for change, time for growth, peace, understanding. See, but niggas keep forcing my hand, disturbing my plans, bringing out the soldier in a peaceful man. It's like trying to build a house on sand. You never get a solid foundation. One man can change the nation. Yo, I put that on all creation. Haitian, Jamaican, African, Asian, Caucasian, Indian, whatever your persuasion. This is the message. Time is the essence, especially when you're counting your blessings. Lessons learned from the deepest of pain. It's not a game. Keep my name out of your mouth and I'ma keep it the same. You dig? It's a shame. Graduated to the rap game only to find out crack and rap was the same thing. Damn. Muscle.
Yo, it's all gonna come out in the wash. The lost angel with dirty wings, bullets ricochet off my halo. I lay low for no one. I love my life. Ain't afraid of no hard work and sacrifice. Was born twice through the life of my seed. Making sure he see a side of life I was never able to see. Hitting home like ground zero. Move over now. Peace to the real heroes. Still underground. I put it down for the homies that came. That's hard in the pain. I'm living proof. It's never too late. I'm straight. Once in a while, I go back to the main strip and see the same niggas still doing the same shit. And all I can do is increase the flow. Put it out, let it soak in, and hope they grow. Come on.
Cool song. That was Heart of Man by Exhibit. That was a representation of our Kwanzaa delegation as far as our Shark Radio or Kids Jive Radio with our Shark is concerned. Hopefully everybody enjoyed that. The next song that we're going to be getting into, Atheists, I hear you out there. Not one of you personally, but I understand there's some maybe some mixed feelings about the holiday season. You've got maybe you ignore it altogether. Maybe you celebrate the Santa Claus side of Christmas and just kind of disregard the Christian implications. I'm not sure exactly the way the holiday season works for atheists. I think that obviously the spirit of the season is just to be kind, to be better, to be lighthearted and celebrate your family and the good things that you have in your life. Obviously starting with Thanksgiving all the way through to the new year, kind of taking that time to reflect on the year that's passed, all the things that are good in your life that have happened to you, and looking forward to the next year coming up, and how do we improve, and how do we get better, and how do we, you know, not take these things for granted as the year goes on. So anyway, one thing that I think everybody can agree on, whether or not you're celebrating Kwanzaa or Christmas or Hanukkah or a Shinto celebration or you're atheist, whatever. One thing that I think everybody likes is that on Christmas Day, chances are pretty good you've got the day off. And that's something that I think everybody can enjoy. Take a day off work, get some vacation, get some time off, clear your head, just, you know, take some time to be you. It doesn't matter if you're celebrating a specific religious holiday or you're just celebrating, just having some time to catch up on things, to reflect, have fun, to do whatever you need to do to get yourself rejuvenated for the next year. Use that time. Enjoy it and make sure that you come out the other end a better person. So keeping that in mind, this song is called Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. You know, maybe you can interpret these, you know, the first lyrics about being a kid and don't need no candy, you don't need no toy. Maybe it's candy canes and Christmas toys. Who knows? But this song is for you atheists out there. This is an inclusive show. It doesn't matter if you celebrate the holiday season or not. Just listen to some music, have some fun, send me an email, send me a tweet about what song you like the best or a potential theme for a future episode. Keep in mind that we'll be playing the most popular artist from last week, a new track this week coming up at the end of the show. Anyway, without further ado, here is Bang the Drum All Day.
I don't want to play, I just want to bang on.
There's Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren for everybody out there who's looking forward to having a day off for Christmas. Whether or not you're celebrating the actual holiday, Atheists, again, that song is for you. Just enjoy having some time off, have some fun, do something that makes you enjoy your time with yourself or your time with your family, and make sure you get into the holiday spirit, regardless of whether or not it has any religious implication for you. Keeping that in mind, my religious implication, of course, as discussed maybe previously, I am a Christmas reveler. I do love the Christmas season. I love the Christmas holiday. I think it is fantastic for a number of different reasons. But we're going to keep driving straight ahead with this show and keep it focused on the music. The last song that I have is a Christmas-related song and is really high energy. It's bounding. It's bursting with exuberance and excitement for Christmas and all kinds of things that especially young children get excited for. The morning of Christmas, waking up, running down the stairs, looking at your stocking, looking at the gifts, opening the presents under the tree, spending time with your family, eating food, doing all these things, all that anticipation, all that buildup from the time of Thanksgiving to the time of Christmas, you are just bursting at the seams, just waiting and waiting and waiting for the time to come, and then finally it gets there, and what happens? It's Christmas Eve, you can't sleep. You are too excited, you are too wound, maybe you're dead set on catching Santa Claus. I know I tried to do that a couple of years, I thought I was going to stay up and catch him in the act. I don't know why I wanted to so bad, but it did. I never actually succeeded, obviously I fell asleep long before anybody would be coming down a chimney or what have you. This song is by Andrew WK, it's called Not Going to Bed, and it really encapsulates that feeling of just not wanting to go to sleep, being too excited about what's around the corner, not being able to lay your head down, close your eyes, and just let yourself go. You want to conquer the world, you want to jump up and down, you want to run up down the stairs, you want to stay up late, you want to eat food, you want to hang out with your family, you want to feel that togetherness, and this song, again, I think really is a good representation of that, especially as far as the kids are concerned. Christmas morning and that excitement that comes with the gifts. You know, you want to stay up through the night because you just want it to be morning. You can't possibly hold still long enough to fall asleep, right? So anyway, again, this is Not Going to Bed by Andrew WK. Enjoy the song. Next song we're going to do is going to be the wrap-up and really representative possibly of New Year's, but is the carryover song from last episode. The most popular song from that playlist has a song by the same artist. Stay tuned for that. We'll catch you after this one.
Are you ready? I get excited when the number is late, but I get
That was Not Going to Bed by Andrew W.K. Again, a song that I think really captures the spirit of what it is like to be a kid on Christmas Eve and just dying for Christmas morning to come, not wanting to go to bed, obviously. I think that following that initial excitement with Christmas, the next day, that excitement dwindles because you've gone through it already, you've got everything unwrapped, you've got the decorations still up, but you know the time's coming soon to take them all down. Christmas is over and you're getting ready for New Year's. And I think that the last song that we have this week is a good representation possibly for New Year's. Looking at it a little more introspectively, looking at it as the year gone by, taking an account of all the things that have happened, your experiences, all of your life changes, all of the things that you have, good and bad, gone through throughout the year, and then looking forward to the next year, making a resolution about maybe how to improve things, how to maybe fix some things that you see with yourself as maybe a weakness, or at least something that you could focus on enhancing a little bit. I think that this song is obviously a look back. It's a retrospective and introspective song about the accumulation of one's life. It's called In My Life. It is by Ozzy Osbourne, who got the most votes for last week's show, Songs People Were Murdered To. Suicide Solution was the song we played last week. This week, it is a cover of a Beatles song written by John Lennon, and also happened to be the favorite song of our guest on an earlier show, Brad Brenning. Is his favorite song of all time. This is a cover by Ozzy Osbourne. Really kind of a melancholy, bittersweet look, which I think really fits in with the end of the year. Again, as we look back on the things that we've experienced and then take a look forward to what's around the bend, what we might be able to do to try and make things better. Not just for ourselves, but, you know, for our families and for maybe even the world as a whole. So this song, again, is called In My Life. This is by Ozzy Osbourne. If you enjoy this version, I would encourage you to check out the original by the Beatles. Both are very beautiful songs and have a powerful message. But here we go. We'll catch you after the jump to wrap up the show.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their with lovers and friends. I still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love them all, but of all about them. In my life. I love you more.
There you have it, In My Life by Ozzy Osbourne, a cover of the Beatles song written by John Lennon, a nice pretty song to wrap up the show, but also, again, to take a look at the new year as it comes around the bend. I'm not going to be playing a song outro this episode. I wanted to have the last word as far as things are concerned. First and foremost, to tell everybody, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Enjoy the time that you have with your loved ones. Enjoy the time that you might have off from work. And make sure that you take this time to reflect on all of the good things that you have going on in your life and all of the good things that you might be receiving as we head into 2016. I think on the same page as that, I would love to hear from anybody, any suggestions or criticisms, any theme ideas. Vote for your favorite song. Remember to email me at itsourshark@gmail.com or send me a tweet at itsourshark just to check in. Let me know that you're out there and that you're enjoying the show in some capacity. I certainly am getting quite a bit out of it, and I hope that you are as well. Even if it's just to get an idea of some new bands or new songs, or just a nice way to pass the time while you're going about your day. Hand in hand with Happy Holidays is the end of the show here and the end of this year. We're going to have probably not another episode before 2016 rolls around. We're going to be kicking things off with another listener-submitted theme idea. It is Songs to Make Out / Make Love To by a listener, Tyrell. Great theme idea. I'm surprised maybe it didn't come up earlier. It seems kind of obvious now that I'm looking right at it on the calendar here. But I think we'll kick off 2016 with that show and then maybe do another feeding frenzy just to kind of throw some songs out there that I'd like to share on my own accord before we jump back into some themes. So again, remember to send me your favorite song from this episode, send me a theme idea, or just send me some information on how you think the show's going so far and any suggestions you might have on how to improve it. Remember to take time to reevaluate what you've got going into 2016 and think of maybe some ways that we can all improve and share a little bit of goodwill between you and your neighbor and make sure that you take the spirit of the season in stride and try and carry it right on through as we go into January and face this cold winter. That's it for me. That's all for Cage Dive Radio with Our Shark. Again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Give somebody you love a hug and make sure that you treasure them as we go into the new year. Thanks, everybody.